Welcome back to the Midday Show, and I'm really excited to welcome a singer-songwriter, and now we can call him neighbor. Joshua Radin is here in the studio today. Hi, Josh.
Hello, hello, hello.
Let's start with a song.
Your face says everything. Can't think what I could bring to this anymore. You got those ancient eyes, see through every line I've tried to mold before. And the less that you need, the more that I have to give away. So I'll wait till you know you want what you don't have the words to say. I don't know what I should do. What would you say if I told you the truth? You don't need anyone to take care of you. But if you do, I still want to. You don't talk on the phone. You still shoot Kodachrome in the style of days gone by. You don't pine for shiny things, sing songs no one sings. You're long before your time. The less that you need, the more that I have to give away. So I'll wait till you know you want what you don't have the words to say. I don't know what I should do. What would you say if I told you the truth? You don't need anyone to take care of you. But if you do, I still want to. Oh, we could set this house on fire. Still, I don't know what I should do. What would you say if I told you the truth? You don't need anyone to take care of you. But if you do, I still want to.
Thank you for coming on the Midday Show, Josh.
Hey, thanks for having me. First new hometown radio performance.
Wow, I'm honored.
I'm honored.
That's great, mutual honor. Yeah, you.
Well, how can you get better than mutual honor?
You can't, as far as I know. No, it's so exciting. So you have moved to the area. Tell me a little bit about, you know, what led to this move.
Well, let's see. I did New York City for 10 years. I did LA for about 13. And I was kind of going back and forth. It'd be like 5 years one, 5 years one another, back and basically.
Right.
You know, if I'd go through a breakup, I'd move coasts like people do. And so after two or three breakups, you know, that's basically 25 years of my life going back and forth from LA to New York.
That's a long time.
And so I got stuck in my house in Los Angeles during the pandemic, and it was right before I was about to leave LA. Mm-hmm. So it was like, oh, you know. Got locked in. And so when the world opened up again, I decided I was just going to be a nomad. So I sold that house. I gave away almost all my stuff. And I just was like, you know what? I'm going to go live my life based on one principle, which is experiences over things. And so essentially it was sort of like a gap year for an older man.
Well.
But it was 4 years. And I was just living out of a suitcase with this one little guitar. Traveling the world. I saw all seven continents.
You saw all seven?
Yeah.
I didn't know there were seven.
No. Yeah. My last one was Antarctica. So
you see, best for last.
That was pretty amazing. Played to a bunch of penguins and
So anyway,
no polar bears.
To answer your question, I had been thinking about the Hudson Valley area for a long time, about 4 or 5 years, mm-hmm. and following all the social media, you know, accounts that basically have properties for sale and, you know, houses for rent and, you know, everything in the Hudson Valley, and just staring at it. It's like my whole algorithm on my social media is just like houses and farmland. And so eventually I just, you know, it's been about a year and a half that I've been coming up here, looking at places, mm-hmm. trying to find the exact right spot for me. And finally I found it. And so I'm moving in, up in Hudson on Tuesday. I don't know when this airs.
Yeah.
But I'm a few days away from actually being,
as we speak,
an actual Hudson Valley resident.
Well, I'm very excited for you.
Me too. Thank you.
Yeah. As I mentioned, I moved up here like 6 years ago, going on 6 years, and I'm still like a kid. Like, I feel
That's
excited
so good
every morning, you know. And I, even the winters, we had a fairly harsh one, I'm sure you know, this past winter. A lot of snow, which is not bad, but there were a few really cold snaps. And still in all, I was just like, still, it's all so beautiful.
Yeah, I just need a fireplace and a comfy chair and a good book.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. And, yeah, and a guitar.
Yeah, for sure. Well, the guitar is always with me.
But you moved in on like the perfect time of year too, because now you have an entire spring and summer and fall ahead of you to enjoy your new digs, being outside,
just start working
exploring
on the land, and get into gardening and growing my own food, all that kind of stuff. And I'm just, it's sort of like having lived in cities my entire life. This is sort of like a new phase of my life, and I haven't been this excited in a very long time to sort of, I don't know how to say it, like country me is the new phase for the rest of my life, I think.
Oh,
getting a dog and rescue a dog and.
There you are. Well, the dog will rescue you. That's
what
how you
they
know
say.
It's the right, right? Did you have friends or, you know, who said, what are you doing moving to the country? You're a city guy.
I had way more friends and family so curious about my 4 years of nomadic life.
Well, sure.
At my age, I think everyone's like, what are you doing? You know, all my friends are having kids and getting married. And it's like, I was like, okay, I'm going to live like a 20-year-old.
And
it's been really fun.
Yeah.
And I've written a lot of songs and gotten to see the whole world and had amazing experiences. But after a certain point, I just felt really this pull to being grounded on some land.
Yeah.
And be able to, not having neighbors that make noise. You know, I just want the peace and quiet and the nature and farmers markets and, everything that nature brings. Hopefully it inspires not just one album, but many more albums to come.
Sure. No, it sounds like you've chosen the right spot for this next
part
of the Raiden journey.
Yeah, and I just want to meet everyone up here. You know, like my favorite expression thus far, having been up here for a couple of weeks waiting to move in, is upstate nice. You know, it's just I grew up in the Midwest in Ohio, so you grow up around nice people. Everyone's like a Canadian.
Oh, you're from Shaker Heights.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Suburban
Cleveland.
My family, actually,
And it's like, I spent my first 18 years there, then went off to college in Chicago. So a lot of Midwest, my first 22 years, and like half my life. So after New York and LA for so long, I know a lot of nice people and I've met a lot of nice people, but this is a whole nother level up here. I mean, just everywhere I go, I'm walking, people are smiling, saying hello to each other. And, you know, I've gone into a few different breakfast spots. Everyone already knows my name and I know their names. And it's just, this is the phase of my life that I'm ready for, you know, the not keeping your head down, you know, to keeping your head up wherever you go and meeting people and just being like, what's your deal? And this small town life is the way for me.
Yeah, my only thing I would criticize the area that I've encountered, and I noticed it from when I moved up here, because I was not I lived in New York City for decades, and there you don't really speed too much within the city. You can on the certain highways, of course, but essentially you're driving relatively slow because you're in traffic. You know, up here you're not, and I'm wondering why people are tailgating me, like, because I'm like,
have you found that?
Yeah.
I haven't found that luckily yet.
Okay.
That's
well, I'm not wishing it on anybody, of course, but I just find that when it happens, I'm always surprised because I'm like, what, really?
Where are you going?
Aren't you just enjoying the ride itself?
Right.
But again, you know, if you spend, I guess, 20, 30, 40 years driving because you have to get everywhere.
People are still people.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But otherwise, I've had a similar...
Before we turned this mic on for the interview,
yeah.
When I drove here, it took about a half an hour. And normally in my life, that would be like, oh God, we have a half hour drive to go and do this thing. But it's like, that's another one of my favorite expressions. One of my friends lives in the Berkshires.
Right.
And I
showed her. Pretty close to you too, by the way.
Yeah, I showed her my address and she said, okay, that's about an hour, but it's a country 30. And I love that too because it's like, it feels so much, feels like half the time because you're just driving out in nature and
that's the thing.
Driving by lakes and creeks and rivers.
Exactly. But also how much territory do you cover in LA in an hour? 5 miles, you know,
I used to live in the Hollywood Hills.
Yeah.
And I would drive out to Malibu I would always bring a book out on the beach and find some little remote beach that, you know, try to find some peace and quiet. And I figured out back out there, it'd take me about 45 minutes with absolutely no traffic, you know, to get to where I was going each way.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I mean, a little, you have no traffic out there if you drive at 4 a.m, you know, but plan it out. I have to leave at like 11 a.m. out of my house and leave to get back on the other side by about 2:45 p.m., 3 p.m. to not get the traffic on the way back. And this is just so nice. I'm like, I can drive wherever I want. Yeah. Oh, the traffic's going to be kind of brutal over there. I'm like, this isn't traffic.
Yeah, they don't know unless you've driven on like the, what is it? The 405, yeah, or something.
I'm just trying to convince every one of my musician friends in Los Angeles now to move out here.
Okay, easy does it. Well, no.
Just my musician friends.
No, I'm kidding.
We're not trying to get tech people out here to buy things and tear things down and build up monstrosities.
Sure.
I want to be around as many musicians as possible.
You're not going to have that problem. I want you to have your friends around, but you're gonna have no shortage of musicians around you. Don't worry about that. There are a lot of wonderful musicians here, and I'm excited, Josh, because I didn't know this when you stepped in through the door, but that I get to maybe help introduce you to some of those folks.
This is my foray into Hudson Valley music.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So it's so funny because I've told you before we got on the air that I've also been following you for a long time. I've seen you play at least a couple of times live. You did a podcast that I host back in 2019, it turns out. I got an email, from management, maybe is probably more likely.
I'm not sure who you're talking to.
Okay, I don't either. Oh, you know what happens? Probably the venue said, reach out to Adam at KZE, because that'll happen where they'll tell the people to reach out to me.
Well, however it happened, it's lovely.
Just because they're going to play and they can promote the show. So I saw it. I'm like, well,
yeah, come to Daryl's house this fall.
September 23rd, you can mark it now. It's the day before my birthday. And then I said, well, we've got like five months till then. I said, why? If he's ever coming through the area, maybe we can get him in here in person. I'd love to meet him and have him play here. And she goes, he's moving to a few miles from the office. I'm like, that's bizarre, the timing of it all. But how nice. How nice.
That's the way of the world. I always find serendipity wherever I go.
Well, and you now have proof of that because you just finished 4 years of... Was it 4 years, you said?
4 years.
I
like to...
I want to know more.
Everyone was saying, you know, people love that term, digital nomad. But, you know, like I went to Costa Rica for a couple winters.
Yeah.
And there's everyone there is a digital nomad. You know, they're all on laptops and cafes. Yeah, Pura Vida. They're all sitting there surfing during the day and then, you know, working in cafes, day trading or whatever they do, or marketing. You know, whatever people do these days on Zoom. And I was like, I don't even have a laptop. So I don't even know how to work a computer. I have a phone. I don't have an iPad. I don't have anything. It's like, so I'm basically an analog nomad.
That's great. No, what?
Well, not anymore. Now I'm moving.
I know. But to have that period of, it's a gift, you know. And I don't take it for granted. Can you play a song that you wrote while you were on this journey? I guess.
Yeah. Well, the last one
that was one.
Well, that last song I played was called "You Don't Need Anyone," and it's off my newest album, which is called "One Day Home." And let's see. I was going to play a song
Yeah.
That I might have, when I did your podcast in 2019, I can't remember, did I play any music or was it just a
no,
chat?
No, we did. We probably also did it remotely. We probably okay. did it Zoom. We
yeah,
didn't
sure.
do it in person. So
I'm just wondering if there's a song, because there's a song I'd like to play off from that time called Here Right Now. And the reason I want to play it is because there's a charitable organization I like talking about when I do press mm-hmm. or interviews or anything. It's called North Shore Animal League America. And they're the world's largest no-kill animal shelter. And I love rescue animals. And
me too.
So they're going to help me. They're going to help me rescue a pup for my new spot here in Hudson. And I'm going to play you a song that I wrote about a stray dog, and decided to donate all the proceeds from this song when it came out, like streams and all that. And, to North Shore Animal League America, because I love working with them. I'm playing another benefit concert for them out in the Hamptons at Stephen Talk House this fall, if anyone finds themselves on the weekend out in Amagansett. And yeah, so it's a song called Here Right Now. It's a song that I wrote, I think around 2018, 2019, when I had writer's block for the first time. And I was so frustrated. I went out to a beach and I sat there forever trying to write, and nothing was coming until this stray dog wandered onto the beach and he sort of inspired this song.
I've seen much more than most, much less than some. Took a while to give up ghost, thought it'd never come. There were times blood on my hands and I tried to wash away. Outside the lines I couldn't stand without a soft voice to say that I'm here right now, not lost but found. And everything I've done has brought me to you. I got a scar, I don't try to hide it, it's forever mine. I got a heart, so long to find it, can't remember why. You'll never know what you can be till you come to realize. In the rear view, all that has hurt you, it's just a passerby. 'Cause you're here right now, not lost but found. And everything I've done, I'll hold my head high, you can see it in my eyes. I won't turn away, if the darkness comes I'll stay, 'cause I'm here right now, not lost but found. And everything I've done has brought me to you. I'm here right now, not lost, but I'm found. And everything I've done has brought me to you. Everything brought me to you.
That's called what?
Here, right
here,
now.
Here, right now. Makes sense.
I've always been, ever since I started 22 years ago playing music, mm-hmm. I've always been a Beatlemaniac, and
yeah,
I've just always been inspired by their song title choices. You know, it's just always the obvious title.
Here, There, and Everywhere. Or I was going to say
titles that, you know, when you hear the song, that are easier for people to remember right away.
True. Actually, the synapses were going when you were describing North Shore Animal Hospital.
North Shore Animal League America.
Animal League America, yeah. I beg your pardon. And the dog and the song, because, yes, even though you didn't play it, there was no way to accomplish that, I don't think, technically at the moment. But you did talk about it, and that was a thing. And
you know what?
I'm talking about the podcast.
One more thing about North Shore.
Please.
Yeah. They're just incredible, and I love promoting them and doing whatever I can for them. And now I'm going to start doing these things whereby there's going to be a percentage of every show I play live, everything that's sold at the merch table, you know, vinyls, T-shirts, you know, whatever I have out there, going to North Shore. And also, I'm going to start trying to do this thing where I'm going to offer private shows at people's homes. And
yep.
And a large portion of that, the proceeds of those shows will go to North Shore Animal League America as well. So just anything I can do, basically anytime I leave my couch.
A percentage of
if someone's paying me to do anything to leave my couch, yeah. A percentage of that is going to this rescue shelter, because I think they're amazing. And if you go into one of these shelters, it's like a lot of the shelters that exist are kill shelters. You know, if an animal is there for a long period of time, they're going to be put down. North Shore Animal League America will never do that. So they need funds to keep these animals alive, because some of these dogs have three legs or one eye. And, you know, a lot of people want to go and rescue a dog. They don't
want that.
That's
selling points. Right.
So this shelter needs more and more money all the time for their employees to house and take care of animals that might take a really long time to find an adoption. So I hope everyone, even if you aren't looking to rescue an animal, they'll take $5-$10 if you want to look them up. You know, if it's... Yeah.
Exactly. And there is a lot of this type of culture up here, too, because there are just so many barn cats, and there's so many strays or animals not fixed. And you know, having litters, they don't have homes, or just mistreatment.
Yeah.
We, not to compete with what you said, so I'm not, you know, there's an organization called Animal Kind. They're actually opening up a new spot not too far from... It's actually technically Hudson, but it's over closer to the river by the bridge, which is actually relatively close to where I'm right across the river from Hudson. That's where I live, so I'm very excited that they're moving. They're opening a new location, I guess, there, bigger, and it's going to house.
I love driving that Rip Van Winkle
bridge. Oh, that's, so that's my bridge.
So beautiful.
Right. You've been staying at Leeds, and so.
Yeah, I've been hovering.
Yeah, you've been running.
I'm in limbo. You know, I'm just waiting.
I may have been tailgating you as you go over the bridge. We have a pit. It's a pit retriever, golden retriever mix.
Oh, great mix.
But 100% golden retriever in behavior. Okay, so it's kind of looks part like a deer because it has these long legs, but it has kind of stands there also like sweet dog, like a pit bull, but it's 100% golden retriever in behavior. All it wants to do is fetch and just play. I mean, it's still a pretty young dog, but that's from an organization outside Albany called Out of the Pits. And the reason we went there this past fall or whenever we got, I think it was in the fall we got him, is because we had a prior pit bull named Tucker who died unexpectedly summer. Yeah. So I thought we were going to be longer, but my partner, she just started looking at this photo of this other little pup out of the pits. And but anyway, the important thing is, no matter whether it's North Shore or whatever.
Or wherever,
I
love working with this one organization.
But we're talking about North Shore.
They're a no-kill shelter, and they're
actually
the world's largest.
And Animal Kind, I believe, is the same.
But hey, anytime you want to help out any shelter animal, like whoever's listening, go do it, obviously.
Well, but we're talking.
Don't give money to a breeder.
No, don't do that.
I mean, I love all animals. It's not the dog's fault for being bred.
Exactly.
But I'm not gonna support a breeder. It's like a puppy mill or something like that.
Yes, no, there are so many animals who need homes and love. Yeah. So I just, I can't get beyond quite yet this 4-year trip because I don't even, calling it a trip seems to be reductive.
It wasn't supposed to be 4 years.
Yeah.
I mean, my nomadic life.
Yeah, the nomad years.
Yeah, it was. I was thinking more like a year or two.
And that's still pretty elaborate.
I kept seeing all these
elaborate, amazing
places all over the world.
Yeah.
I just thought I would show up in one random place and be like, okay, this is where I'm going to live now. And there were too many of those places.
Sure.
So I just had to, all my priorities had to be constantly highlighted in my mind every time I thought, could I live here? Because there's just so many beautiful places to live in the world. But I just thought, if I'm going to find nature and I want to live near family and friends, the Hudson Valley is really the only place I can go on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
I spent a lot of time in Sweden over the last 15 years. It's probably my second home. I've made a lot of music out there. And I have a lot of friends that play music, and I've worked with a lot of
artists. Like up in North or something?
No, in Stockholm.
Oh, in Stockholm.
I mean, I've traveled all over Sweden, but
sure.
But Stockholm is really my second home. It's only 1 million people in that town, which is the size of Cleveland, mm-hmm. the place I grew up. So it's something about it's familiar. It feels like a small town compared to New York City, obviously.
Yeah, but you must have toured there, of course, over the years.
The first time I went there was to play a show because I had like a number one song on the radio. So the label at the time was, I was on Columbia at the time. And they were like, you have a hit on the radio. You got to play in Sweden. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And I fell in love with it immediately. The culture, the people, I made so many friends. And then there's so many incredible producers there. I don't think most people understand the music culture in Sweden. Like, they turn on I'm not a top 40 radio guy. I'm not a big pop music fan these days or in the last 20 years. But the amount of music that comes out of Stockholm from like 5 or 6 different writer producers, mm-hmm. that it's like everything you hear on top 40 radio,
mm-hmm.
from like Beyonce to
sure.
Adele to Maroon 5 to Coldplay to Ed Sheeran, Rihanna, everything you hear, Taylor Swift, all the 15 songs you hear on that they're allowed to play on top 40 radio in mm-hmm. a loop is, I mean, the majority of it's written and produced in Sweden, in Stockholm. It's sort of like LA and Stockholm for pop music. And so obviously I didn't go there for pop music because I'm more folky and mm-hmm. Americana based, but these cats can do anything. It's just like, and the beauty of it is for people who haven't spent time there, is the part of their culture is a word called Jantelagen, which is like gentleman's law. It's like there's the humility. You walk into a studio with someone who's got like 20 number one hits that they've written and produced, and they have no attitude whatsoever. It's the opposite of
brilliant.
Los Angeles.
Yeah.
It's so refreshing.
Yeah.
And I think that's another thing that's so great about Hudson Valley that I found in my short time here before even moving into my place is
mm-hmm.
it's just that humbleness that I love.
Mm-hmm.
I walked into a cafe the other day and someone asked me, "Are you Joshua Radin? I love your music." And I was sort of taken aback because I didn't expect that. I'm not someone who gets recognized very often at all. And I was just humbled,
well, I think
humbled
it's
immediately.
Yeah.
I saw this waiter talk to me the exact same way that they talked to the person next to me. It was like a 90-year-old person. You know, it's just the way of people.
Yeah.
You know, whether they're a fan of music or whether it's just a person in the cafe,
right.
It doesn't matter. We're all people, and I love that vibe. I love being in places where you know, everyone is treated equally.
I know, and it shouldn't have to be a thing.
It shouldn't have to be a thing,
no.
But in big cities, it is a thing. And
yeah.
New York and LA, it's that is a thing. London, it's a thing. You know?
And it shouldn't be. Yeah. I have,
we're not going to change it, you know,
yeah.
But we can leave it.
Well, we can shame them by example. I have so many more questions, but we have to start to wind it down, unfortunately, for this visit. But you need to definitely come back before the Daryl's House show.
I got nothing to do out here except like grow vegetables. I'll come back anytime you want.
And I do. I really did. I was like mounting, and then I'm realizing, our next host is coming in shortly. So, but we do have time for another song.
Oh.
So if you could do us the kindness. Yeah. Let's see. What do you think?
I'm certainly better at songs than talking.
Mm.
Let's see. I'll play something off the newest album.
Oh, great.
Big world out the front door. You can fly on those winds of change. It's all right to want more. It's all right to seize your days. No need for a goodbye. You know I understand. I know that we both tried. We had a soft place to land. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Go chase the stars above you. Whoa. What if I still love you? Empty chair on the front porch. It's everything I couldn't say. Did I give you what you asked for? Should I have asked you to stay? I'll be here if you come back. I'll play it like nothing's wrong. It's too late for all that. The way back's way too long. Whoa, go chase the stars above you. Whoa, but what if I still love you? What if I fade away? What if you forget my? It's all right, you'll still be my favorite memory. Whoa, go chase the stars above you. Whoa, but what if I still
Joshua Reed.
That one's called My Favorite Memory.
It's beautiful.